Ted Weisgold, do you have anything you'd like to say about serving as permanent secretary?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would hope that my long and honest service as a chair of the board, as a chair of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee, and basically 19 years of service to the organization trumps that of a candidate who chose to violate the bylaws by not consulting with the local station board and removing a general manager that was legitimately chosen by this local station board and by a preceding executive director. The fact that we're in this mess that we're in right now, I think, justifies not giving a vote to my opponent. We wouldn't be here today if he hadn't taken the steps that he did to remove Obadike Kamau. And to give him this power, I think, speaks, well, if you vote for him, it speaks to integrity as his. I'm done.
Can I go ahead and use up the rest of my time, please, Spill?
Point of order.
Stop. Yes, Bill, you may make a up to 2 minute statement regarding your service as permanent secretary.
Thank you. Well,
Pardon me. We do not need any extraneous comments.
We may not need it.
I'm not going to make my statement. I'm not going to make personal attacks, especially those considered containing lies and extremely misleading information.
That was
out of
a personal attack when you said it won't contain lies.
Point of order.
So I'll just stand on my record as a secretary, and you like me, vote for me, and if you don't, you can vote for the other person.
Okay.
But I don't think we should be doing personal attacks.
Dwayne Lark, I believe you're out of order. You know, I'm tempted.
He was out of order when he said he did not want to speak, and you let him speak anyway. He had given
Dwayne, please, Dwayne.
Follow the rule.
There is no rule that he can't speak.
He said he didn't want to speak.
You were out of order for speaking while he was giving his two-minute speech.
And you were out of order for allowing him to come back after he said he didn't want to speak.
Well, he was confused about speaking. I didn't hear the first one.
Bill
okay.
Crouch is never confused.
Okay. Thank you. Dwayne Lark, you are out of order. You may not interrupt someone. Okay. We are on item number 5, discussion of timeline for goals.
Susie, Nancy.
Just bear with me 1 minute. Bear with me 1 minute. So there's Susie. And who else?
Nancy.
And Adriana.
Mary Ann for the stack.
And Mary Ann. All right. I want to ask a question of the secretary. Bill, I don't have this in front of me. And tell me again whether it was sent out and when it was sent out.
But what are we talking about?
We're talking about discussion of suggested timeline for goals.
Well, Ted and or Sandy sent it before the previous meeting, but I attached it as Appendix B to the minutes for the meeting of last week.
Appendix B.
So you can find it there.
So if we look at the minutes
that I sent out this afternoon. Not the revised minutes.
Okay. And that went
out
yesterday.
No, I don't have it.
Wait, just a minute. So it went out yesterday?
The revised ones went out this afternoon about 1 o'clock. There was an earlier version yet last night, but it didn't have this. And
okay.
Ted asked for some additions and changes and things like that.
But this timeline went out when, the first time?
Well, it was before the last meeting. I don't remember exactly when, but it was sent by Sandy and or Ted.
I can offer something to that. On the 24th of May, I sent out the draft timeline that both Sandy and Ted worked on, along with information regarding the meeting on the 24th. So if you search for the 24th for email from me, hopefully you will find that draft timeline that Ted and Sandy both worked on. Thank you.
Okay. So I have four people on the stack, but I'm wondering if these people are going to suggest that we postpone discussion of this because they did not receive it.
No.
Okay, nobody. So, Nancy, you're not going to suggest that? Okay. So
I'm
going to
second on the stack, and Susie's first.
Yes.
Can we have our turn instead of you trying to read our mind? I'm not sure what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, Susie. I'm just trying to expedite this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to say that I was on the stack way back when you overlooked me. Y'all, not just you, Teresa. Everybody always does. And when I speak out to be on the stack, I'm always overlooked also. You can't hear me. If I speak out loud, I get reprimanded for speaking loud. I want to be acknowledged as being a member of this committee. And I don't want to be bypassed. I know there's a lot of confusion. I understand that, but I don't see anybody else being bypassed. The question that I had, some of it was answered because I was bypassed. So what should I do? And I'm asking you and the whole committee, what shall I do so that I can be noticed and put on the stack and called at the proper order that my name was put on? And what can I do so that y'all can hear me? Because obviously y'all are not hearing my voice.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what can happen. I beg all of you to assume good intentions, okay?
So good intentions would be what? That I'm overlooked.
Assume that it is just an error on my part, that it's nothing personal.
But it wasn't just you.
Sometimes
Teresa,
I miss
everybody.
Okay, well, I'm calling. Okay, I guess one reason, Susie, why Bill was pushed up in line was because he was secretary, and I was asking him for some specific information about what he was sent out. Your name was first on the list, but we had a motion on the floor with Casanave, and then I made a substitute because we got additional information from Duane, who actually pushed up with a point of information, so he pushed ahead of you. And Marianne, for some reason, got in there too. Nothing personal, you know. I'm trying to be fair. And you were first in line, so try to assume that it's not. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. The people in line are Susie, Nancy, Adriana, and Marianne right now.
Excuse me, right? But I'm addressing the whole committee and everybody that's chaired it because this seems to be the case. And so I want to know, what can I do? Can you all help me?
I am trying to help you. I'm telling you, I will try to personally give you my utmost attention, or God strike me dead. How about that?
No, I don't want my utmost attention. Your utmost attention.
I'm trying to be fair. That's what Duane Lark wanted. I am trying to be fair.
That's what I want.
That's fine.
Okay.
As chair, I'm trying to move this body for everyone, and I am trying to be fair. Okay. So, Susie, your point, was that it, or is there another point?
No, like I said, most of it was answered because it had to do with the subject line of the ballots, and all those most of those were answered. And the other question that I had, I'm not sure if I remember. I thought I would put it down, but I'm looking through my notes, and if I come across it, I will please ask for personal privilege.
Okay, fine. Nancy?
Yes, I would like us to hurry and schedule the next meeting before everybody passes out or drops off.
Fine.
And then
okay.
About this timeline goals, I would like, because we worked really, really hard on that, and we were pretty much as the committee agreed on things. So can we sort of, instead of reinventing the wheel or starting off completely with nothing, can we see what what we worded, what the wording of the ad that we came up with the last time, and we can start there and then polish it up or update it or change it or whatever, but have something that we did already, and also a list of the groups and organizations that we sent the ad to and which one charged how much and which one were free, and then what, how we can expand that in a better way. Can we ask, and Rita might have all that information, I'm not sure, but if she does, I'd like her to send it to us, and we have something to look at and be thinking about before we meet again. But we need to make a next meeting. That's all. I'm through.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't have to be, I don't think you need to have a password if you're on a committee to send an email to everyone else on the committee. Am I right or am I wrong, Bill, on KPFTX?
You don't use KPFTX to send emails to each other. You get automatic emails from them, from KPFTX server, like for meeting notifications, and that's a good indication of whether it has your correct email address.
All right. Okay. So, Rita, is there any way that you can send this committee the list of all of the groups that we sent ads to the last time we conducted a search for GM?
And the ads.
The ads and the list of groups that we sent them to. Is that available still to you, Rita? Yes or no? Rita, I can't hear you.
I apologize, Madam Chair. The information is available to me, but I would prefer that the committee lets me know that that's what they want. They may want to actually start from scratch. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Bill, for the stack.
Go ahead. Wait a minute. Adriana was, we got an issue by Nancy, and it's not really in the form of a motion, but she wanted certain things. She wanted the list of the ads, and she wanted the list of the groups. And I would kind of like to move from this before we go on to the next. So,
Adriana,
bear with me 1 minute, Adriana. Let me think. Okay, we will come back to this. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I think that all of us, I hope that all of us listened in last Sunday to the executive director when she explained. And I was in the PMP during long enough to know how we conduct this search. The ad is okay, we can check for the ad. But Lydia Brasson was very clear saying how all these have in a specific place. First of all, where the resumes are being received, but how later on the committee is the one that select the questions, but then they are being recorded by Otis, and he put it specifically in a folder that all the committee members will receive in a specific password to go there and review what needs to be reviewed. Okay? That is already being done. We have the ID telling us last time, and I remember that what happened before when we were searching for CFO or for executive director of the foundation. That's the way that was done. And it's very important because they can tell you exactly which are the organizations that we must put the ad with, because need to be the cheapest possible, obvious because we don't have the money, but we need to be sure that those places, that's why Lydia explained to us, that the HR have specific places that we must in order to comply.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Marianne?
Well, I just wanted to know, Teresa, I have a point of information. What's going on with the secretary? I mean, since there's two people running for secretary, right? Can we vote on those right now? Or are we going to vote for him the next time, or what?
No, I think that we're going to use the system with Terry Goodman, so it is a secret ballot.
For secretary as well?
Well,
okay.
I mean,
that's a PNB motion, so it's not to be. We don't even need to waste time discussing that. We've got our instructions, so let's go forward.
Okay, but right now Bill is taking the minutes, so hopefully we'll have a documentation of this. I'm going to suggest that that we're talking about the suggested timeline for goals, and there is no motion on the floor. I'm going to suggest that the chair will be working with Otis McClay and Lydia Brazon, our interim executive director, to determine this list of groups that we will send our ads to. And I'm going to ask if unless there is an objection, because I think Rita was asking if there was an objection to the committee, for her to send this list of groups and the list of ads to the committee.
I have an objection to that.
Okay.
Because I had asked earlier at the very beginning of the meeting,
uh-huh,
that I saw some things that I wanted to add to that specific list of groups.
Uh-huh.
And I was told to wait till we got to that on the agenda. And there are some groups that I feel that are missing from that list.
Okay.
Chair Dwayne Locke, I have an objection to her sending it as well.
Okay, so, but if we don't get that,
back.
But if we, so let's see if I understand this correctly. So, Dwayne and Marianne, you just want to talk about it later. You're wondering where to talk about it. I thought we were going to talk about it in item number 5, these additional places that you thought we should send things to.
Well, I think we could get a more expansive group of candidates if we have these lists right here is very limiting. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I think that it would be, you know, we should get a more broader scope of candidates, and I don't think that you're going to get them from a lot of those lists that are on there. But
Dwayne,
okay,
no, that's just my opinion.
So, Marianne, you've already seen the list of these groups that we sent the ads to.
Well, I don't know if we've sent the ad. Which ads? Well, I'm talking about the list that's on the from. The information that this appendix B that was sent out by Sandy and Ted in that appendix,
mm-hmm,
item number 2, they have a listing of groups that they, I don't know who brainstormed the groups, but I see a lot of stuff that's not really included here that I feel should be included. It, you know, in my opinion, I think we'd get a broader scope, a broader range of candidates, you know. And
a request for
there are quite a few, but, you know, I think that's something that the group should go through. I mean, we haven't even discussed this yet.
Okay.
Bill, am I still on the stack?
I have a request for information.
Go ahead with the request for information, then we will go to Bill.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would like for Ms. Martinez to kind of, I'm kind of not clear what she's saying. I certainly agree with her if she's talking about trying to get the most candidates possible. So would she give me the group one or two or three suggestions of sources that she has in mind?
Of course. I've got two specific ones in mind. One of them would be the college campuses have a database where they recruit, where they post job listings for people that are graduating from college, or maybe even just people that are looking for work. They have a database, the colleges do, and I think the colleges should be included in this list. And, you know, Texas Workforce Commission has always been a good source of a diverse variety of candidates. And the Texas Workforce Commission will send you, I used to work for the Texas Workforce Commission. So, of course, that was the very first place that came to my mind.
I have an idea what you're saying now. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to go on the stack.
Okay, Bill's first and then back to Dwayne.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody who was on the committee in 2018 and let the new people know that, you know, several of us objected several times to not following proper EEO requirements and procedures and just standard HR requirements. And after going through a whole lot of time, you know, putting ads in and getting applications, going through them, Markeisha said it was virtually impossible for her to file the necessary EEO reports because we weren't following the proper procedures. And I'll remind everybody, we also have, the FCC also has requirements for related to EEOC, or related to EEO, rather, for when you're hiring a GM for a public broadcaster. And also, we have a resource now that we didn't have back then. We have NEDA. They have professional HR people. They provide services to public broadcasters, and they know about this stuff. So we need to use them. They can probably advise us on how to get to a wide search for the lowest, you know, possible cost, and to make sure that we follow our procedures so we don't get in trouble. And because we didn't follow the right procedures, you know, our IED at that time basically essentially threw out the list of finalists because they said he said you needed to start over the search and do it right. So we need to do it right this time so we don't have to do it twice. Thank you.
Ted for the stack.
Okay. Bear with me 1 minute here. Dwayne, are you finished? Were you finished, Dwayne?
No, I wanted to go after Bill, and I thank God that I did ask you to go after him. So may I speak?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, first off, that was the propaganda that Bill and others were using after a six-month effort, which he participated in. And after Adriana Laviolette and he didn't like the final cut, they started talking this mess. But here's the reality. I was on the personnel committee of the national board when it did an executive search for the very person that he's referring to, Master Jackson. And we were charged, and we spent tens of thousands of dollars. I didn't say thousands of dollars. We spent tens of thousands of dollars with an executive search firm, and this we use the same exact process because this is what is so killing. Now, we have a personnel committee of the national board that was charged to do these searches, but we paid tens of thousands of dollars, and yet that firm used our committee members anyway, and they only came up with 12 people, 12 candidates for tens of thousands of dollars, and we whittled it down to about four and submitted that to the national board, and the national board chose from those four for tens of thousands of dollars. And guess what? That this firm followed the exact same procedures we followed. There was no EEO filings and all of that with the national board. That's a bunch of poppycock. But more important, we had 22 individuals who applied, Hispanics, African-Americans, Asians, and Anglos, and women, and men. 22 choices of what we use. And as far as Mary Ann's concerned, yes, you can send it out to 1,000 different sources, and you can get 1,000 different responses, and then you're going to take 1,000 days to whittle that down. It's called a targeted search, because if you send it out to a high school student, or you send it out to college students, we need somebody with experience. We don't just need somebody to apply. We really should be looking for someone who's had a track record of helping turn a station around, not someone who's just popping out of college and want a job. Now, but I'm not averse to having 1,000 different sources, and including the ones Mary Ann went. I'm not averse to that, but I'm just saying, generally you do targeted. That's why this firm, for tens of thousands of dollars, only came up with 12 professionals that it felt it qualified, because they did get 33 responses. But they only gave us 12 because they whittled them out based on their inexperience and didn't have what we had cited what would be the requirements for the manager. And finally, I think it's important that we recognize the fact that just because a person says, Markeisha said nothing to us for 6 months. She didn't have any input, didn't ask for any input. And then Maxie Jackson at the end, ladies and gentlemen, even though he pulled it, and I know why he pulled it, because two people was in his ear from KPFT and the National. But he asked me and Adriana and Joseph Davis whether or not we would agree to allow him to make the choice. He wasn't going to spend 3 months or 6 months like we did.
Stop. Am I muted or what?
Susie to the stack.
I'm sorry. I do not want to go into details about.
Well, you let Bill go into detail.
I'd like to hear the rest of the story.
Stop. Point of order. I'm sorry. At this point.
People need to know the truth.
At this point, Dwayne, we are not going to go into details in an open meeting. If you want to discuss this in an executive session about what you think the IED was thinking and what he succumbed to, that's another point. But
no, that's
not,
public knowledge.
Not now. You are out of order.
Because you're hollering, not going to stop the group.
Pardon me. Does anybody want to? I'm sorry. The chair is declaring that Dwayne Lark at this point is out of order. Does anyone want to question the decision of the chair?
I do.
You do. Okay. So yeah. I am declaring Dwayne Lark is out of order for discussing things that have to do with what he thinks certain people were thinking. And certain people supposedly manipulating things.
No,
so
not
that's my ruling. That is my ruling. That is my ruling. So Dwayne Lark, do you want to speak to your
dance
until by Barnard told me you're out of order.
Of course, I want to speak to defend myself.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dwayne Lark.
You have a propensity of censuring people when you don't like what they're saying, and now that you're chair, you're going to try to use it as a parliamentary maneuver. But here are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Everything I said has no proprietary protection because the gentleman made the mistake to tell it to honest people. And the fact that I'm not the only one that he told it to. And that proves the fact that he had no problem with the process. He had a problem with the political situation he found himself in. And he was not one who really had a very strong spine to do what's right. He admitted that as much when the PNB made him do illegal elections and all other kinds of things that was wrong. So the fact remains that what I said, all that I said was about the process was the same process that tens of thousands of dollars paid for at the national level. And then after they didn't like the results of the process, they started spewing out all of this EEO bullshit. That's the bottom line.
Okay. We are now going to vote whether to
point of order.
The decision of the chair.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Ted.
According to Robert's rules, every member of the committee has an opportunity to speak, and you have an opportunity to speak a second time, which the rest of us do not. Are you going to follow the rules?
Can you tell me where it says in the Robert's Rules of Order that everyone on this call gets to speak to the decision of the chair? Just let me have it.
Is that what he's talking about?
Appeal from
what
the decision.
What are you talking about, Ted?
If you'll look in the back of Robert's Rules of Order, you will find that appeal is on probably page 673, appeal chair debates, page 380, and it says in the case of an appeal, the chair is entitled to speak once in preference to any member seeking the floor, and a second time at the close of the debate. You want me to find more?
I want you to find the section where it says that everybody on this committee gets to speak to my decision on this matter.
Okay.
Bill, point of order.
Let him speak.
Go ahead, Bill.
We don't need to do this. Dwayne got to finish what he was saying, I believe.
If not, just let him talk for another minute so we don't spend 30 minutes or an hour on this.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Nancy, you're out of order. So Nancy, you're out of order. Ted Weiskill, did you find the place in the Roberts Rules where it says that everybody gets to speak?
Madam Chair, all you have to do is Google it yourself, and it pops up in terms of no one can stop debate
Ted Weiskill, you're out of order. Ted Weiskill, you were quoting Roberts Rules. I want to know where it says that if there is an appeal to the decision of the chair, and before that we make a decision about upholding the decision, whether everybody gets to speak individually.
Trust me, I know it as well as I know anything in this book.
Okay.
Point of order. Doesn't it then go to a vote?
Yes, but I'm just wondering whether I need to allow 20 people to speak on this.
Are you
going to
rule on my point of order?
I didn't hear your specific point of order. I heard you say that Dwayne got to speak say what he wanted, but I'm just
essentially this is moot. The challenge is moot because he got to, I think, complete what he was going to say anyway.
Well, I'm personally offended.
Well, that's your opinion.
Can read Ted's mind again?
Pardon me, Sandra.
He interrupted me. I didn't get to finish my speech. But the point is, everybody who's ever read Robert Rules know this is debatable. This is debatable, and debatable means that members get to vote. If you've ever learned anything about Robert Rules,
you're yelling at me. You're yelling and ranting.
It's in the cheat sheet.
You're yelling
ranting.
And
I'm
ranting.
I'm standing up for the process. You were hollering just a minute ago, so don't be a hypocrite.
No.
Yes, you were.
When the chair says that she's asking for order, then the persons need to be quiet.
Your
so
voice is monotonous now. You were yelling a few minutes ago. Don't be a hypocrite about it.
I was raising my voice to maintain order.
You still was raising your voice.
You know, Dwayne Lark, I will not argue back and forth with you. If you're out of order, then we can let the body decide whether you're out of order.
Anybody who knows Robert Rules know this is debatable.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm trying to.
Ted, did you find out the answer?
It's not a rant. That's the truth.
Ted? I'm trying to listen to you guys. We're not listening.
I'll tell you what. Right now, while Ted finds it, I'm going to let anyone speak for 30 seconds. We have 20 people on the call. I am the one that called him out of order. Bill, it's not up to you. I found what he said was offensive, and I thought it was going into too much detail and speaking about
offensive.
Excuse me.
I'm not even saying it's your reason.
This is the point. This is why I called you out of order.
You didn't say anything about offensive. You said we weren't supposed to be discussing personnel matters. Now you're changing
I did mention that, yeah, it is personnel.
Now you're changing
No, I'm not. So
who did I offend?
You offended me as chair,
I'm
trying to act for the benefit of this whole body.
I didn't even mention your name. How did I offend you? You're just grabbing for
straws. I'm trying to act for the body. I'm trying to act for the body.
You're grabbing straws. I didn't even mention your name.
No.
How the hell did I defend you?
You mentioned several names. You mentioned how supposedly Mr. Maxey was thinking. And
personal
conversations that you had with
him? Now you're stretching. Now you're going on to something else that has nothing to do with you.
No, I'm not.
Dwayne, you're still out of order.
You are out of order. Okay, so is there anyone wants to speak?
I object.
Bill.
Yes.
Go for the
stack. Yes, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Go to the stack.
Well, you know, we can see that certain people seem to have a lot of disrespect whenever we have a woman as chair or chair pro tem.
Oh, my God.
And I don't
God.
Know if we can accomplish a lot.
Oh,
so
I
move
to the
Why don't you work out the line?
You're a racist, though.
I've in my life. And
Jenny,
you got started talking about somebody that don't respect somebody who's a woman chair, and you racist, you have.
Yeah, coming from you, that's ridiculous, Bill. You're a fucking racist.
Come on,
Bill.
This racist has fired every black man that's been in the seat, and he's going to call somebody else disrespectful of women.
Okay, Bill,
I agree, Dwayne. I agree.
Okay.
Order. You fired every black person who's been in this chair.
Dwayne Lark, order. Okay.
I have your answer, Teresa.
I'd like to be on the staff.
Go ahead,
please.
Go ahead,
Sandra.
I made a motion, Madam Chair.
I had asked a long time ago. Wait a minute. Go. Stop. Okay, Ted Weisel, I want this information about appealing the decision of the chair.
Okay, on page 256, line 9, it says an appeal, as in appeal from the decision of the chair.
Yes.
Then on page 257, number 5 on line 33, it says, is debatable unless it A, relates to indecorum or a transgression of the rules of speaking, B, relates to the priority of business, or C, is made when an undebatable question is immediately pending or involved in appeal. Going to page 258, it says, when an appeal is debatable, no member is allowed to speak more than once except the presiding officer, who need not leave the chair while so speaking but should stand. The first time the chair speaks in debate on the appeal, he is entitled to preference over other members seeking recognition. He can answer arguments against the decision or give additional reasons by speaking a second time at the close of the debate. He may announce his intention to speak in rebuttal and ask if there are others who wish to speak first. Even when the appeal is not debatable, the chair can, when stating the question on it, give the reasons for his decision without leaving the chair.
I already heard the answer. The answer was you was right.
Mr. Lark, you're out of order for interrupting. You have not been recognized. All right. Are you finished?
Mariana, with a point of order.
Ted, are you finished?
Madam Chair, this is Bill. I made a motion. I don't think you heard me.
Ted, I'm asking if Ted is finished.
I am.
Okay. Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, to your point of order. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I according to what we post, we already passed the time for this meeting. It was posted for 180 minutes, it means 3 hours. It's already more than the 3 hours. And I will send the picture to everybody if everybody have any doubts. That was posted in kpft.org, that's the official Pacifica Foundation website. So the 180 minutes, 3 hours.
Okay.
It means that
all
the
right.
Meeting,
go ahead. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Adriana.
Teresa. Don't step over her words like Sandra does.
If she goes on and on and on, I'm going to stop her. Okay, Bill.
Yes.
You have a motion.
You prefer to go on and
that's
on.
A point of
I
order.
Teresa.
That's a point of
my
order.
My motion was to
I
adjourn.
Oh, okay.
No,
my motion
we
was
have
to adjourn
the next meeting day. Teresa.
Okay.
I second the motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Teresa. We have to schedule the next meeting before everybody disperses. It's hard to poll by email.
Meeting.
Okay.
Teresa. Now that's obstruction.
Okay.
Teresa, this is Susie.
Yes, go ahead, Susie.
You overlooked me again. I wanted to speak.
No, pardon me. Stop. Susie, you said my name. You did not say your name. I just heard someone calling my name. And I finally recognized your voice.
So what is the proper procedure then?
When we want to be put on
the stack,
you should say your name and then say for the stack. Okay.
And if you don't hear me, what do I do?
If I don't hear you, then I'm sorry. Sometimes you might be mute. You know, I don't know.
I'm
once
not
I,
used.
Once I heard that it was you, I did recognize you. Okay.
Just now, but that was a long time ago. I asked right after.
I'm sorry. People are calling for my attention left and right. Can you please give me the benefit of the doubt?
Yes.
Okay. Was there anything else that you needed to say specifically?
I wanted to speak right after Dwayne, and I wanted to attest that what Dwayne was saying was all true, all but the Jackson. I can't attest to that because that was a conversation.
Human rights in this country is picking up traction tonight and rallying activists on both sides.
Who is that?
Alabama's newly minted abortion ban.
Whoever has their radio or television on mute.
We know who that said it to me. We know.
That's not the state that has recently introduced or enacted.
Okay. Go ahead, Susie. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay, as I was saying, that I attest to everything that Dwayne was saying about the process and the election of last time we elected.
Mm-hmm.
But and the only thing that I don't know is the part about him and the discussion or emails between him and Mr. Jackson. But I believe that because of certain things that took place after that. That is what I wanted to say, that everything that he said was correct. And for anybody to try to come in and say that what he was saying was incorrect is not true. We were part of the committee. We knew and we know everything that he was saying was correct.
Okay. What I would like to do, since we sent out the agenda and we said that there is an adjournment time to be determined, what I would like to do, we have three other items on this agenda before we adjourn. One is the suggested timeline for goals. I would like to suggest right now that we stop where we're at, and that we take names for people who would like to have a subcommittee to talk about the timeline for goals. Perhaps someone would like to serve on this and maybe meet throughout the week and work on this. Maybe Marianne Martinez would like to be on this committee or convene it, or maybe someone else. Is there anyone who would like to work on a subcommittee to meet briefly to talk about suggested timeline for goals?
I'll do it, Teresa.
Madam Chair.
Okay, so Marianne, anybody else?
I will be on it.
Madam Chair.
Susie, thank you, Susie. Anyone else?
Ted,
thank you, Ted. Anybody else?
Nancy,
no, do you want to be on this subcommittee or... Do you want to be on the subcommittee, or yes or no?
I think we should all be able to participate in timelines. And
okay.
I would like, before we leave, to make a date, June 7th.
Okay.
Nancy,
we are on item number 5.
We are over 3 hours
Nancy,
now.
Stop. Nancy, listen.
3 hours and 5 minutes.
Nancy,
now.
Listen.
I have another meeting to go
Nancy,
to.
Nancy, you're out of order. Do not interrupt me. I am offering everybody to be on this subcommittee, and then whatever they work on will be brought to this whole body. So, is there anyone else that would like to be on this subcommittee? Okay, I've only heard 3 people. Adriana, do you want to be on the subcommittee, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Anybody else?
But Nancy!
Nancy, do you want to be on the subcommittee?
Yes, please.
All right. Anybody
but
else?
But I don't think it's right to cut up all these things like this, Teresa.
We have to put some people. We have to put some people in charge of smaller chunks of work. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Marianne, I would like to be on this too. So I have Marianne, Susie, Ted, Adriana, Nancy, and myself. And, Marianne, would you please convene a telephone conference? I'll get you a telephone number if you need one, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Teresa and Sandy put me on that, too. Thank you.
Okay, and Sandy. Okay. The next item is the discussion and review of the... Yes, Susie? Yes, Nancy?
Yes, could you repeat those names real quick?
Marianne, Susie, Ted, Sandy, Adriana, Nancy, and Teresa. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. Okay? All right, and then also
eight.
The next one,
that's
the next item.
That's eight, Madam Chair.
Mariana, Susie, Ted, Sandy, Adriana, Nancy, and Teresa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Eight.
Marianne, Susie, Ted, Sandy, that's four. Adriana's five. Nancy is six. Teresa is seven.
I stand corrected.
This is Wally.
Okay.
Can I be on there?
Yes, Wally.
You said Tuesday.
Tuesday? Marianne, would you like to meet on Tuesday?
Oh, Tuesday?
Yes.
Hang on a second. Let me check my calendar real quick here.
Okay, while she's checking, we're going on to item number six, and that is the review of the job description.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Can I finish my thought before I acknowledge you?
You didn't answer my point of order, Madam Chair.
What was your point of order?
We already reached the time limit of the 3 hours posted for this meeting at 5:15. And it's 5:24.
That is not the same. That is what's on KPFTX for that estimated time. That is not the same thing.
It's not estimated.
As
the time of the meeting. And we other people.
That
like
is something
me,
for the. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I think you're wrong.
I know that you think that you are in my head, and you think that you
go,
can.
No, don't even think. Don't even try to think
then
about what's
it.
On my mind. Go ahead, Adriana. Speak your point. Speak your point, Adriana. Go ahead.
What you both say, we go by that. We have other meetings. We have other things to do. Mm-hmm. Both the pair was 180 minutes, 3 hours. Can we really stop doing this and keep pushing and pushing something that is totally unproductive?
Okay. Is there anything else?
Yeah, Nancy.
Yes, Nancy, go ahead.
Can we please make a date for the next meeting?
How about June 7th? I'm trying.
Dwayne, Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, well, actually, that was already made by Bill.
So it's not debatable, and we've got to go to a vote.
Okay, all right, so let's take a vote. Bill, can you take a vote? I would
want you to second listening to objections.
I object.
So we take
the
vote?
Let me get my tally sheet. Hold on.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your help.
Okay, vote to adjourn. Adriana Casanate.
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Lyndon votes yes. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White?
Abstain.
Patrick abstains. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
10 minutes, yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis? Andrea Mike. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Marianne votes no. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Benicia Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Benicia abstains. Sandra Rolline?
I vote yes.
Sandra votes yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto?
They've already adjourned.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. What was that, Rita?
No, that was Nancy. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I didn't hear Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Even if I vote yes, and
yes
I will,
no.
There is
yes
a
no.
higher motion to set the time for the next meeting after we adjourn, and I am voting yes, but we still have to set the time of the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Going back, I didn't hear Bob Gartner. Didn't hear Mike Lewis. Still didn't hear either one of them. Nancy, you passed. Do you wish to vote? Can't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell?
Abstain. Abstain. Nancy abstain.
Okay, Nancy abstains. Thank you. Wendy? Or Deb? Didn't hear you either. Or Rita?
Hey, Barry.
Didn't hear you. Okay, let me, and I'll give you a count, and then I'll ask Teresa if you want to vote. Okay, we have yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And no votes. We have one, only a 1, I believe. And abstentions, 1, 2, 3, 3 abstentions. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Alan says no.
Okay, so there'll be 10 yes, 2 no's, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so we do
point
adjourn.
Of order.
Wait, just wait 1 minute here. As I understand, if I can take what Ted Weiskel said from the parliamentary point of view, then we can still set a time for our next meeting. And I think that Nancy did have a good suggestion, and I'm going to suggest that maybe we go with the same time, 2:15 Central on Sunday the 7th.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
I believe the suggestion was to have the counting and announcements of the chair and secretary race Sunday afternoon, and I don't know how long that takes or if it might get delayed, so we might want to do it
what time
the following
day.
Or,
was it?
Well, I think what was suggested was noon, but, you know, that's if it all goes on schedule.
Well, let's assume it will go on schedule, so let's go with 2:15 on Sunday the 7th, Central Standard Time. I'm going to schedule it that way, unless there's an objection. Hallelujah, no objections.